Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the E-Block.
In the building, man. Thank you, Yogi Lee, for that lovely intro, man. We in the building, dog. You know what it is. The livest cloud radio show on the planet, man. Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment. You know what I'm talking about? 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on your dial. Real quick, though, I got to give a shout-out to our partners over at www.NewOrleansTalkNetwork.com, Sky 99.5, and Trinidad GMS Radio in the UK, and my partner's over at Blackout Radio, man. Shout out to my man, Black Tear. Yo, Monk Money, dog. We back in the building. We've been gone for a super minute, dog. What's good with you?
Same on your boy. You know your boy ain't doing too much. We ain't getting into life. Stand out the way.
Right. That's all you can do in this Trump America. But anyway.
Make America greater.
Right, for sure. Make it great again. Hey, don't forget those social media Thursday. So if you got social media, you got to check us out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything. But you can hit us on Instagram at, what is your name? Oh, Real Monk Money. Yeah, it's been so long. I'm just about to say Monk Money. So at Real Monk Money, and of course, your boyhood, Howard Stern. That's on Instagram as well as Twitter. All right, so make sure you check us out there. And if you're on Facebook, make sure you like our fan page. That's www.facebook.com/eblockradio. All right, so make sure you check out the page. But we back in the building. Got a whole lot of shit to talk about, man. I got one thing to talk about too. I'm gonna lead to the end. I'm gonna try not to get like too upset about the shit because it's something on my mind that I want to share with the people. And my sister asked me not to because I was just about to go wild on social media because I was just about to be like on my Kanye shit or something. But we gonna get into that in a moment. We're going to jump off on that in a moment. But look, we ain't been on since before Thanksgiving, bro. So, shit, I know it's probably old news now, but shit, how was Thanksgiving?
Man, Thanksgiving was amazing, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Amazing.
Amazing. You know
what? What made it amazing?
It was amazing. You know how your boy, my man, love food, dog.
Right, no doubt.
So, you know, I love food any form, way, fashion. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
And I ate so much, I at least gained 20 pounds Thanksgiving, bro.
Word.
At least 20, bro. At least 20.
So did you do all the cooking or what?
No, I'm going to do that for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to left it up to the other folks. You know, I'm going to do my thing on Christmas. You know, I might have my parents over my house Christmas, you know what I mean?
Okay, that's what's up, man.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you guess. Hey, but look, before you get off into everything, man, yo, that lemon cheesecake pie shit, whatever that shit was, dog, that shit was great.
That was so good, though. Man, I had a whole one, cuz. Well, you helped. Awesome. You ate half of it, though, but I still had a whole one.
Yeah, I ate half of it. But I was saying, the shit was great, though.
Oh, man, goodness. Yeah. I'm going to give me another one of them Christmas.
Now,
you know.
Now what exactly is it, though?
It's like a lemon cheesecake, bro.
Yeah, it is cheesecake, but it's like, okay. I know I wasn't tripping. Like, it's some lemon something. No, lemon meringue cheesecake
like a,
pie.
Yeah, lemon curd.
Jig.
Lemon curd pie. Soup. Why he keep something?
Right. It's a whole bunch of shit. I don't know what it was, but the shit was great, though.
It was delicious.
Like, it was like, all right, anyway. So, what I went down on Thanksgiving, it was phenomenal. It really was. I ain't going to lie.
Well, other than that, I don't hang out with my folks, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
Big homie came in town, you know what I'm talking about? Swing a couple corners with him when he got loose.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, we had Pancake Monday.
Oh, we did have Pancake Monday with the fellas, you know what I'm saying? That was kind of dope, you know what I mean? Even though Tristan Jane got to be in school, he didn't like that we had Pancake Monday without him, but...
Yeah, I know he probably did, man. And I really forgot that dude be in school, so I forgot, man. Shout out to my man TJ, though, because I am the world's greatest godfather. But anyway, back to what you were saying.
Oh, yeah, about what I was saying, okay. But, yeah, bro, I got a list of things that I did, bro. Like, I can't even remember half of them because I partake in this drug called marijuana.
Wait, before you get into everything, I had to mention this right quick. Dog, did you peep where the wildfires burned down all that shit y'all had just went camping at? Yeah, Gatlinburg. It was Gatlinburg?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit burned down, dog.
Gatlinburg couldn't have burned down.
Well, shit, the city burned down damn near. You ain't see it? No, the wildfires from like maybe a week or two ago.
Oh, yeah. That was a caliber.
Yeah, they burned all that shit up.
I know people had reservations to go there for Christmas, dog. It was beautiful.
Probably so. I know. I keep hearing that it was a beautiful thing down there. But, yeah, shit, all that shit burned up, bro.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, that shit crazy. Yeah, because when they said the wildfires in Tennessee and shit, and then they said... You know, they said Gatlinburg or whatever. I was like, damn, that's that place where all the cabins and shit is. Like, that shit, like, famous. Because people just be going there. Like, it must be a dog-ass cabin. But,
Dog, bro. I'm talking about, like, dog. Man, it was immaculately clean. It was pool tables. I mean, it was dope. You know, I was with some lames. But it was dope.
Yeah, so, man, shout out to the people out there, man. Hopefully, you know, I know property was lost. I hope, you know, lives was lost like that.
Word.
But, I just had to mention that real quick, because I know not too long before that, y'all had just went down there, so that's what it meant.
And then my family was trying to go down there for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah.
No.
I don't think it's happening. They might have to go to north or something.
Right.
But anyway, you said you got a whole list of things, though. So what the else you had a list of?
I mean, I don't remember half of them, but I had some fun over the Thanksgiving.
At least you think you did. You don't even know what happened for real.
No. I mean, we had some fun, bro. I mean, we got it in like, you know, we always do, you know. Family around, sitting around, eating, you know, cracking jokes, watching them Lions.
I know, right? Going to the playoffs and the Super Bowl, probably. I'm just saying. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Man, well, I'm a wishful thinking, bro. But, yes.
Nah, what the fuck, man? What would you do, dog, if the Lions went to the Super Bowl, bro? What the fuck would you do?
Man, I would spaz out, bro. I'm not
spaz out ain't even the word. Like, dog, I don't even understand what that is.
Out, dog. Never in my history. Never in my history, bro.
Dog, never. I swear to God, I don't know what I'd do, bro. I'll be trying to figure out how to get to that damn Super Bowl. That's all I
got. Hell yeah.
If I got to stay outside.
I would love to see that. I'll even pay a grip to go see it, man. For real, I'll skip out my car no 1 month to get that thing.
Dog, you know what I'm saying? Man, dog, niggas in Detroit will figure out how to take buses to that bitch, whatever, bro. For real. Yeah, I know I'll do that thing, for sure. Motherfucking lying. They do their thing. I ain't mad at them, man. For real.
I ain't mad at them 1 bit.
Yeah, shout out to my man D Rick, you know what I'm saying? I know he's somewhere talking shit about Matt Stafford, because for whatever reason, he just hates Matt Stafford. But you know what? I'll take that back.
Name, bro. He said the quarterback.
Yeah, the quarterback. But sometimes he say number 9. Like, he just don't want to fuck with him, period. But I think what it is that he's just been disappointed so many times that he don't want to put no faith in him and shit. Not, I can understand that to a certain degree, but shit, he playing good this year, though. And to be honest, Matt Stafford ain't never been the problem, shit.
Hell no.
We got all kind of other problems. Hell yeah.
Drop balls was the problem at first.
Right.
Now these boys hold on them ball. That dude Nate. Tate.
Yeah, Tate is good, Nate. Yeah, Tate.
That boy good.
Yeah, shit, they all doing good, man. So shout out to you, for real. Doing that thing, man. I'm a diehard Lions fan. That shit is hard to beat, though. I'm telling you, it's like you need weed and and a motherfucking defibrillator, dog. That's shit crazy. Hey, so look, man, it's been a long time, dog. I know you've seen some movies since the last time we've been on.
Oh, bro, I've seen some movies, bro.
Oh, shit, damn. Hey,
I see Magnificent Seven with Denzel Washington.
Yeah, well, that shit was off.
Dope. It's
yeah.
Bro.
Okay.
If you like westerns, you're gonna love, really like this one.
Yeah.
That one was good. Doctor Strange. I saw Doctor Strange. That was really good.
That was straight. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Doctor Strange. It was strange, but it was good.
Right, well, the comic book is strange. So.
Yeah. So it was pretty dope. I've been checking out, you know, I've been, you know, on my movie thing, you know, I've been to the movies a couple of times, but I've been to see Troll, and I just went to the movie yesterday to see, Mona, I think it's called.
Oh, you talking about some kids movie?
Yeah, Mona, I think it's called Mona.
I'm not well-versed in children's movies, so.
No, you're not, but I am.
Low key, once you get there, though, that should be damn near for the adults anyway, though.
I mean, it be having so many underlining shit for us, though.
Yeah.
Kids won't put it together unless you're just really, really smart, but.
Right. Bro. That's some genius shit, if you ask me, though, to be able to put them kind of things in there, like where both audiences can catch it. I think that's kind of some genius shit. I don't think I'm that talented.
I thought that movie was amazing, bro. It, like, hey. Dope graphics, you know. I got a problem with falling asleep, though, you know what I mean? Like, I go after work, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I be tired, you know what I mean? Like, boy, out of school, after work, we go hit the movie, you know what I mean?
Right.
And no matter how good it is, I'm going to get me at least 30 minutes.
So I guess you don't be knowing. You won't be noticing?
No, man. My baby boy, like, you're snoring, you're disturbing me. Like, oh, my bad.
Yeah. No, you do, yes. Yes, he does talk that way. So,
yeah.
And now when you say shit like that, it's funny, but, like, I realize that that's really, yeah, that's really how I go.
But, yeah, exactly how I go.
I went to the show to see, over the little break while I was there, went to go see, what's the name of the joint? Almost Christmas, right?
Yeah.
So, did you seen that?
Nope.
All right, so yeah, I mean, dope movie, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say a normal black script, but, you know, kind of, sort of. But it was perfect timing for me, though, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the lady went and checked it out. And just to, like I said, I won't give away, like, the movie, man, but the premise, obviously, is that they mom passed away a few months prior to Christmas. So this was going to be their first Christmas without their mom. So needless to say, this shit was like so on time for me. Like, I thought I was going to cry when I was in line getting the tickets. But so we just jumped in there, dog. The joint was good, man. It's funny, you know what I'm saying? And very thought provoking. It was crazy because watching it, I'm just thinking about Danny Glover was the old man in the movie. And like, some of the shit he was doing was so funny because it was reminding me of my old man now and the shit that he do now that my mom passed, you know? So the shit was kind of funny because his thing was making the sweet potato pie like his wife did, you know, before she passed. My old man thing, though, was like the dressing and shit, because he don't make dressing like my mom's made. So he had my sister make it, you know what I'm saying? But it's kind of funny, like, the similarities and just the similarities of people, period. I think at this time of the year, I always say, like, this is probably the best time for families, but sometimes it can be a dark moment, too, depending on, you know, who you're thinking about, who's missing at that point. But, the movie was dope, though. Like, I was excited about the acting and shit, you know what I'm saying? And the script was pretty good. So, I mean, that was the first time I've been to the show in a long time, though. I ain't even gonna lie. But it was well worth it. I ain't been in the show like you've been in the show, though. You know, going to sleep and everything. Going to sleep with the show and everything. I ain't did all that. But yeah, that shit was dope, though. But anyway, my bad. Get back to what you were saying. So what else you saying? That was it?
That was about it for your boy, you know. Your boy ain't really been doing nothing, dog. I mean, like I said, I got a list of things, but I mean,
yeah, you can't remember because of Mary Jane. I feel you. Yeah. All right, so look, when I first got there, like I said, this is a throwback because we ain't been on the air in a few weeks. So when I first got there, of course, I spent some time with my baby. Shout out to Coco J, man, always holding me down. But I got there and I decided in my head, like, I thought this shit on the way on the plane over there, you know what I'm saying? Because I was going to get there early Thursday morning. I had made it up in my head, like, you know what? Fuck that. I've been in the gym. When I get here, I'm going to do some bullshit, shit, right? So I get to this motherfucker, right? We're kicking all day. And the time coming up, and I keep asking, like, so are you doing it today? Like, hoping that, low-key hoping that she'd be like, no, you know what, I'm just going to cancel for the day and shit. She's like, no, we're going to go. I'm like, God, dude, what? Man, I went to that zone with shit, man. Like, y'all ain't seeing pictures, man. You see pictures on Instagram. I was about to die. She looked like she wasn't even working out. So, shit, obviously, going to the gym ain't been really doing this thing. I don't know. But, I had fun, though, so shout out to Coco J, man. She should be back in there getting her Zumba shit on probably in the next week or so. And then I know at the beginning of the year, all the people who swear they about to go to the gym and lose weight and shit will be happy to take part in some Zumba classes. So, you know, it wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be, though. I ain't going to lie. And she was probably taking it easy on me. What do you think, though? You think she was taking it easy on
me? Had to. She didn't even lie.
I told her not to take it easy on me. I think she did, though. I mean, we didn't do it the whole hour, so yeah, she probably took it easy on me. Either way, I was about to die, so it don't really matter.
You had to take it easy on me, my dog. She needs you alive, bro.
Right. Yeah, I guess so. I guess I'm more important alive than dead, I guess. I don't know. But, shit, after that, like I said, shit, you know, we hung a little bit. And, dog, I turned on to the mango Ciroc. Now, you know, I'm not really a vodka drinker, but my cousin, shout out to my cousin Sam, came through with the mango Ciroc. And the shit is on point, though. He mixed it with some lemonade, oddly enough. It don't sound like it worked, but some lemonade with the mango, the shit was on point, dog. So that was fly. And we consistently drink that all the whole time I was there consistently. And of course hit up the Red Balloon Saloon, so that's always a plan when I come to the D. Also Coney Island, I had an omelet and a fried chicken pita, but that's besides the point. what else they did, man? And then of course shout out to my cousin, man, Peaches. We had a little house party, like a straight up house party, like old school style. And shit, that shit was dope. But you see, you check out all the pictures and shit from the makeshift photo booth and shit.
Yeah.
So that shit was dope. But shit, most of the time, though, like you said, man, just kind of relaxing, kicking it, trying to spend some time with the family and friends, man, that's what it's all about. It's not over with yet. Of course, you still got Christmas coming up. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it back for that, but everybody, again, I said this last time before we went to Thanksgiving break, just saying, I know it's one of those times, it's joyous for families, but also it can be a dark moment too. So make sure that if you got some people, some friends, family, whatever, who may be dealing with something during this time, make sure you look out for them. Make sure you try to lift their spirits, because sometimes you can get, you know, a little down at this time. Now, before we jump off into the topic, I told you at the beginning of the show, I wanted to say something about some shit that was going on with me. And my sister asked me not to say nothing about it, but I just got to. So more, you know what I'm saying, we fam and E-Block Radio, y'all my family, though, so I just got to tell y'all this. So I'm always talking about my mom, so everybody who know me know my mom's passed away a few months ago. So it's, you know, it's taken nearly seven months for them to get her headstone down, right? So we've been dealing with that for quite some time, you know what I'm saying? Like, the headstone and everything was purchased at the time that we, you know, got all the arrangements done. So that was way at the beginning. That was back in June. And now, finally, the headstone come, and they got the wrong date on it, bro.
What?
Dog, for real. Like, real life. We already waited longer than half a year. And then when we get it, this shit ain't even right. So I was, no, that's what I'm saying. So I was pissed. And I was, you know me, I was, because I'm a writer by nature, I was ready to just write a whole bunch of shit and just kind of try to destroy this dude company and shit, right? So my sister told me to calm down and chill out on that shit, but But I don't know if I can, though. I mean, we already waited this long, and then it ain't even right. I don't know, man. So I'm a little pissed about that shit, but I'm going to let it slide right now, only because my sister asked me to. But I don't know, bro. I'm kind of pissed off about that shit. I mean, I already sat silent for 7 months. Like, it don't take 7 months for anybody to get a headstone for somebody.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like we got a fucking shrine of Madonna up there or some shit, or what you call that shit?
I'm about to say, what y'all building over there?
Right, guys, it's basic. It's just a basic headstone. It's just all words. It's not in color. There ain't no picture on it. It's nothing major. That's why I couldn't understand. So, but, yeah, I just had to release that real quick. I'm done with that shit now. But I'm kind of still upset about it, but I'm going to let it go. Only because he asked me to, and I'm going to let it slide.
And I ain't even going to comment on it because,
Right, because I'm going to be, you got to be pissed, right? So we're going to keep it moving. So look, we gonna jump right off into what we got to talk about. Only because all of my audio bites was lost, so we don't have no commercials. That's why we got a new intro, because I was forced to do a new intro. Somehow they just got lost in the sauce. So we just go keep it moving. Oh, you know what? Before we jump off into the actual topic, though, I did want to mention what we was talking about before we got on, and that was about the Dave Chappelle shit. Dog, this, to me, was classic, though. All right, so classic. For y'all out there listening, I'm pretty sure this is old news now, obviously, but we ain't been on the air, but damn it, we go talk about it. Now, what I'm talking about is Dave Chappelle's monologue on Saturday Night Live. Now, don't get me wrong, the skits was funny too, though. You know what I'm saying? The skits was funny too, but the monologue was the shit, though. I'm just going to ask you this, before we just jump off into talking about it. How much did that make you miss the Dave Chappelle show, though?
No. I got kind of upset, bro. Like, come on, bro. Come back, please.
Right. For real.
Come on, bro. Like, for real. Like, that's enough of that, dog. Come on back, bro.
I ain't enough of that shit.
Yeah, you stop it right now, Dave Chappelle. Come back.
That's how it made me feel. I'm like, dog. No, man. We missing this for real, dog. Straight up, dog.
Dude's an animal, bro. He's hilarious, dog. Like, this skits had me dying laughing about the presidency, bro. Chris Rock.
Yeah, Chris Rock.
Oh man, I almost peed myself laughing, dog.
Now, that'd be a dope little set, though. Like if they did a show together, that'd be a dope little set.
That was a dope little set, bro. Yeah. And then when Donald Trump won, they little white president like, all America's racist. And these two, they just looked at each other and started buzzing out laughing like,
That joke was on point, man. And of course, we got all the characters back on the Walking Dead skit.
Oh, man.
So, it made me miss that shit, but the monologue, though, was the dopest to me, only because he broke it down like only Dave Chappelle could break it down. And I don't know how, to be honest, it's Channel 4, you know, NBC or whatever, Saturday Night Live. Some of the shit he was saying, I really don't know how he was getting away with it. And they let him say nigga, like, all through the shit. And you know what pissed me off, though? I don't know if it should piss me off, but it kind of did. It was some black people who was mad that he was saying nigga on there. I don't know. What do you think about that shit? Like, they were really mad. Like, he shouldn't have been saying nigga on Saturday Night Live. Honestly, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But what you think?
Man, like I say, though, every time, bro, they get that word, too much power, dog. Too much power, bro. We got other shit to worry about than the fucking word nigga.
Right.
Fuck on. You better think how you gonna survive these next 4 years. You better shut up.
Right. And it just made sense, though. Like, when he was talking, it was like, it just made sense. Like, it wasn't like he was forcing it. It just sounded, it's Vince's Dave Chappelle. It felt like I was watching the little breaks on the Chappelle show, like when he used to come out to the audience and talk shit before the skit started. That's what it felt like. And that was dope, though. And he got a deal with Netflix, I think, for like $60 million, I believe, to do like, I think, three of like his own shows or whatever, like some stand-up shit. And that's dope, man. I can't wait to see it, nigga. That's all I got to say. And like you said, man, it just made me feel like, damn, dog, quit doing shit and come back.
Right, dog.
Now, real quick, too, on that tip, I had watched that monologue, And, you know, like, we be on YouTube, it give you these joints to where, like, since you watch this, maybe you'd be interested in this, right? So this old Dave Chappelle interview came up. This was maybe 2 years after, you know, the whole Africa shit, man. And he was just talking about how the reason he left and shit. He was just saying how, well, first he was talking about Martin Lawrence, right? Because he was talking about them on Blue Street. And he was just talking about how strong of a dude Martin was and shit. And he was like, after he went through the little stroke and shit, he was like in a coma for a few days. He said he talked to him and Martin was like, shit, it was the best sleep I ever had, right? So Dave was like, shit, that's a strong man right there who can just kind of nudge that off and be like, you know, I'm back at it. And he's like, so you got to think about it. When somebody strong like that go crazy in the mind like that, you got to start thinking, what the fuck is really going on in Hollywood? You know what I'm saying? Like, too many people with strong minds getting broke, you know, getting broken down. It's like, it makes you wonder, right? And he was like, shit. So when I started wondering, I was just like, Africa. You know what I mean? You're talking. So he was like, man, exactly. You know how you do. So he was like, his old man told him when he first decided to go into comedy or whatever, he said his old man was like, he was like, once you make it, you know what I'm saying? The only thing you got to keep in mind is your price. And he was like, whenever it get more expensive than that, then it's time for you to get the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? He said after he got to that point where the price was too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's a crazy thing because people in Hollywood and people in show business, that like, they always say that. It really make you curious, though. Like, what the fuck is really going on in this, bro?
What is really going on?
What is really going on? Like,
that's cool, bro.
Bro, that's cool, for real. That's like some low-key scary shit, though. Like, what the fuck is really going on? You know what I'm saying?
And we should make a movie about that, Hollywood. We should make us a movie about Hollywood and Hollywood.
Right, just about all the shit that we say.
Souls and shit.
Right.
That motherfucker sucks souls, bro.
No, it obviously does, because he's not the first one to, like, dip out, and niggas be going crazy and shit. And look,
Eddie
look,
Murphy,
I asked,
too.
Right, Eddie Murphy, right. I asked Coco J this shit. I'm going to ask you this. Then we're going to keep it moving, because this is probably like a deep-ass question where it shouldn't even be going here at this point. But I got to ask you, because I mentioned to her, and she probably thought I was fucking crazy. But we was talking about this Hollywood shit, right? So I was saying, like, you know how you think about people who went crazy or people who kind of, like, lost their mind or did some what we would think is crazy shit from Hollywood? We think about a lot of black people, right? So I was like, you know, it's a lot more white people in Hollywood, right? It's like, how come all of them don't, like, go crazy like that? So I asked her, like, do you think, more this is crazy shit I'm about to ask you, but I want you to be prepared. I said, because people think that Hollywood is like this evil, demonic shit, but it seems like only black people be going crazy. Like, so I asked her, do you think that white people don't be flipping out and going crazy like that in Hollywood because they are by nature evil motherfuckers anyway?
Oh my God, bro. Why'd you say that?
I don't know. Why'd
you say that like that, bro?
I know. I was just saying. Like, in general, you know what I'm saying? I got to be like the white people. Shit. I'm cool with white people, so like I feel like I should be able to say that. Like, I'm cool with some white people.
Yeah, I got three white friends.
Oh, I got three white friends. You know what I'm saying? So I should be good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's some crazy shit to say, though. You don't have to answer if you don't want to. It's okay. Because she got nervous. She didn't want to answer. We was just on the phone.
Right.
So you don't have to answer. I just want to throw that out there. Some people out there
I'm
going to
plead the fifth on that one.
I understand. People out there listening, eblockradio.com, man. Don't be afraid. You don't have to hit the number one key and say anything. I just want to throw that question out there. Let that sit right over here in the corner for just a second. So then we're going to jump over to our real topic, man. So we're going to move on into Christmas. We're going to start talking about evil white people. But if you just not think of all that, make sure you hit us up to comment on the hot topic tonight, man. Tonight, we're talking about black spending, all right? So we're talking about Christmas time, holiday time. You know, first of all, let me say this. As black folks, man, we spend a lot of money regardless. Like, we spend a lot of money. So I'm trying to figure out during the Christmas season, how important is black spending? You know what I'm saying? Black spending during these holidays, how important is it? And how can it be helpful for us And what is too much, basically, to be spending during Christmas, man? If you're on eblockradio.com, you can hit us up, 760-283-4647, and hit that number one key, man. We want to talk about that money we spend during the holiday season. So, more money first. We're going to start off kind of on that second note that I should hit. What you think is too much to be spending for Christmas?
Rex, man.
People do it, though.
I know they do it, but like, I mean, don't get it twisted, bro. I mean, honestly, I mean, this is a good time for you to get it, though. I ain't gonna lie to you, like, this is the best deals around this time, you know what I mean? Like, seriously, like, from cars to furniture and everything, you know what I mean?
So, everything.
Everything. So you can get good on everything, but our spending is beyond Christmas, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, our spending is all year round.
All year round, you know what I mean? And that's the real issue, you know what I mean? Like, for real.
Yeah.
Like,
because it don't add up. It just don't add up. How can we as a black community spend trillions of dollars and still be like the highest percentage of unemployed? Like, it don't add up anyway.
It don't add up.
But anyway, what was you saying?
Yeah, so you know, basically, bro, I think if people always say, well, you know, if you want to, you know, do that, and black folk, black businesses, and this and that, it's kind of hard. It's not that many out there, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, how many black businesses you know are going to get some toys from?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how many black businesses you know that we can go in there and get it? Couple outfits, you know, and everything legit, you know what I mean?
Like, I think you stupid. I think they're out there, and I think maybe that's what we need to look into next, is trying to figure out a space or a platform to put all these places together so you know where they are. I'm sure it's some black owned operations that's selling toys. And of course, we know there's plenty of them that's selling clothes and shit. And, you know, more than half of them legit. Some of them not, you know what I'm saying? But more than half of them legit. I think that at this point, it would be fly just for our own movement, you know what I'm saying? Because I hope people ain't forgot that the Black Lives Matter movement is still important. But yeah, this will be a good time to spend, because we're going to spend a million fucking dollars for Christmas anyway. It'd be a good time to spend that $1 million in the black community. But like you said, it's a tough thing when you don't know
exactly
where to go.
And it shouldn't be like that, bro. That's my thing. And like, we should know where to hit. You know what I mean? Like, okay, we're going to show my man some love. You know what I mean? Like, and that will start up a whole nother. Another problem for the government, you know what I'm saying? Black people supporting black people.
Starting
their own economy. You know, starting, you know, building stuff, start making things beautiful, just as beautiful as they could, you know what I mean? Like, and that will cripple them, you know what I mean? Like, but we as a people, first of all, need to come together. We can't never do that. You know what I'm saying? It's always an issue, dog.
That's the hard part.
That's the hard part, bro. Like, we can say it. People can preach on it. We can say it. But doing it is an issue. You know what I mean? Like, and then these preachers and ministers, oh, my God, bro, don't let me get on to them, dog. It's just ignorant, dog. It's so ignorant, bro. And they supposed to know the word. Like, come on, dog. Like, it just irritates my blood, dog.
Wait a second. You go, plead the fifth on the is white people evil question, but then you go just go out and talk about preachers.
Look at this, white preachers. Shit.
Yeah, but we know which ones you're talking about.
I'm talking about all of them, nigga. What the fuck? The white ones got TV shows and shit. Get millions of dollars.
Excuse me, they're evangelists.
Evangel my ass. Them is rich motherfuckers. That's what they is.
Yeah. Anyway,
rich peoples. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it just irks me, though. Like, we have all these false prophets, and you know, we need to know what Christmas is really about, bro. Like, I know people say that shit, you know, and get all, you know, sentimental, but Christmas is not about goddamn nigga in the chimney bringing toys, bro. It's not about that, bro. No, we celebrate, put something in there, bro. Like, they always got to put something in there, you know, to give you the overlay for the underlay, bro. Like, every time, bro. Like, Black History Month is abolished. It's gone. We can just cancel February. Because February month is shit. It's nothing.
We gotta do our part in bringing it back, I guess.
We have to. But I mean, it's basically dwindled down to nothing. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I know.
Everybody keeps talking about racism dead and this is dead. It's obvious now. You motherfuckers got to see it now. You know what I mean? The motherfuckers that say it's dead, y'all got to see it with this election. You know what I mean? This election told it all. You know what I mean? Like, hey, if you didn't get it from that, then I don't know what the fuck to tell you.
Right. Hey, look, just from what you just said just then, dog, I just want to jump on this one idea real quick before we get too off track. But like you said, people starting to like really realize they exist now, only because a lot of Trump supporters felt like, you know, this is their chance to take their hoods off and shit and show their face. But what's dude's name? Trevor Noah was on the Breakfast Club the other day. Trevor Noah, to be honest, I never really listened to Trevor Noah because I thought he was corny. All right, so the dude is from like South Africa. He was a baby during apartheid. So mind you, he a mixed kid. So he was one of them kids where during apartheid, like, you know, as a black mom, you're not supposed to have a mixed kid. So like they had a whole bunch of situations with that shit. That's a whole nother story. We have another day. But he was just saying how he was talking about how at this point, you know, after the election went through or whatever, and more people started not becoming racist, but being more comfortable, like showing their racism. And I think that's the thing. And he said what happened. Now, I don't think this ever happened. We said what happened in South Africa, though, which is still a fucked up place. Don't get me wrong. They're still dealing with racism, which is weird because in South Africa, it's 90% black people. So I don't know how they're getting oppressed by 10%.
Okay.
But anyway, the institutional shit, I guess, got them strapped down. But he was saying that they actually had a governmental meeting where pretty much the government admitted to all this wrongdoings to oppress black people. He said that if America could ever come to that point, that it could probably, we probably won't see it in our lifetime, but it will probably give some residual effects. Now, what that would mean is that the president, the Congress, the senators and everything would have to draft up some kind of speech or maybe even something just implemented into the system that is admitting that the government has been fucking black people for so long. Dog, do you think that shit would ever happen?
No.
Right. But
no.
But he's
but,
right, though. Because if
right.
it did happen.
Yeah.
Because what he was saying was that if that happened, then black people could finally be like, I told y'all niggas, like, we wasn't crazy. Like, I told y'all this shit was happening. Because he said that for a while, what's happening is that subconsciously, black people are starting to feel like they crazy. Like, because we say that shit and people acting like it don't exist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and that will make you go crazy when you got to steadily try to prove, like, oh, this is what's happening. Like, you don't see it.
Look, you didn't mean it like that. What the fuck you saying?
Exactly. How crazy would that be, though? Just be in the White House and they hold me like, you know what? You're right. Ever since slavery, man, we've been trying to fuck y'all niggas on purpose. And like, we put all these laws in on purpose.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think at some point, possibly that it would help, though. That's like being in a relationship, right? Like when you're in a relationship and then somebody be completely honest about some shit, like, and it kind of hurt though, like, what the fuck is? But then it's like, it's good that you got the shit out though. Like, it's kind of like the same thing, right?
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, that's the craziest shit to look at. But, alright, so anyway, I'm sorry, I didn't get off on the tangent on that, but I just thought that was interesting because he was talking about that, so I just tied them together. But,
right.
I mean, so just to pin it back to what we're talking about now, that same thing is this, though. If there was an opportunity for somebody to tell us, because we have to be told, I'm sorry, I'm not doing a whole bunch of research to see who all the black owners are. But
I don't know how you feel to tell me.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Maybe that would help. Like, we had a central, like a black Google or something. Like, somewhere where we could find out, like, you know what? My kids want these toys, such. Where's a black-owned business in my area that sells this? You know, and I probably, like, I know there's probably a lot of people listening, and I'm probably ignorant on this because it probably is somewhere that we can look up and find these places. But I'm not aware of it. And if it does exist, then it needs to be more, you know, more publicized so that we can try to make this shit. Because we spend a lot of money. If we spend a quarter of that, or I say half, if we spend half of that in our own economy, in our own business, dog, like, our small businesses could come up and we can create our own jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds statistically, it sounds great, but I guess obviously it's not that easy.
Yeah, because niggas ain't did it yet.
I mean, they did do it though. But you see what happened to those places.
Yeah.
Right. So, and I think maybe that's the scary thing. Like, we talk about what's that? Tulsa. I think that was Tulsa, Oklahoma, with Black Wall Street. Like, they had generated their own income to the point where they had banks, schools, stores. And you see, they went and burnt all that shit down. Like, it ain't happening.
Right.
So, right there where we from. Black Bottom. I mean, not Black Bottom, but Paradise Valley. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was all Black-owned businesses generating their own income. You see what's down there now? 75. And you're like, all of a sudden, we need to put this freeway through here, so you niggas got to go. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
everybody.
And then now, well, it's not 75, but 375. So, and now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but now they're talking about, maybe we don't really need 375. So now they're talking about doing some other shit. Like, so now, you know what I'm saying? So now that you're getting ready to gentrify the Detroit area, now you want to put some people back in there. Like, when we got it on lock, it's like, oh, yeah, get rid of this shit. But then now, since we're being gentrified, and I'm using air quotes, you can't see me. But, that's a whole other subject, too. But yeah, I think that is why our spending is so important. Like, and maybe we don't realize that. Because I'm just looking at the numbers, though. It's like trillions of dollars, though. Like, we spend money like the national debt. And we spend some of that on ourselves, man. Like, in our own joint, our own economy or something. Like, it could really make a difference. But you know what happened when you start talking like that, though? They start calling you a terrorist. or a nationalist, my fault. A black nationalist.
Absurd.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, man. I don't know what to say about it. But it is definitely important. And I think it's more important now than ever. Because this is a good turning point for us. I try to look at the glass half full as opposed to half empty. And I think that Donald Trump getting in office is the spark that we needed. And hopefully this sparks some kind of a different movement for ourselves. And I'm on the literary end of it. So shout out to James Baldwin, my favorite author, of course, Langston Hughes, those people from the Harlem Renaissance, because they were produced because of the oppression that was going on at that point. So maybe this is a new transition to, you know, a new Renaissance, so to speak. I guess that's probably a fun words because we got the Renaissance in the downtown. But I think it's like the force of a new Renaissance where we really need to start figuring out, you know, how important our spending is, like how important our dollars are. So, like, I know they was talking about just completely boycotting Christmas, like don't buy nothing for Christmas. I can't say that because even some of those other businesses that aren't particularly owned by black people are supporting a lot of black families because they work in there. So I can't say that, but I think we do need to try to figure out a way to kind of get our money back into the community and not just when you're buying dime sacks.
Right.
It's the
only thing you get out of the community.
Right. I just throw it in there, so, you know, just to be racist against myself real quick. But, well, don't forget that at the end of the show today, man, we got my man Young Cuddy on the show tonight, dog, representing from the NO. This joint that I got from him tonight, though, is kind of fly, too, because the beat The beat is like a throwback, like Hot Boy beat. So you gonna feel that. It's gonna give you that feeling of the old Hot Boys, you know what I'm saying? Kirk and Wayne and all them joints together. Way, way back in the day when Wayne was like 15 or something. So it's a dope track, though. Shout out to my man, Young Cuddy. So we're gonna play him in a few moments. But before we jump out of here, though, I'm gonna shift gears just a little bit. We still gotta talk about Christmas, though. But as far as just moving away from, you know, separating to Black Spanish, but like you said, people out here spending like really thousands of dollars like during Christmas time. What do you think brought that on? And I'm asking because in our generation, it wasn't like that. It was kind of like, I hope I get something. Like, this generation is like, I better get such and such. You know what I'm saying? What changed, though? Like, what happened?
Well, listen, what changed? I'm talking about the parents changed, dog. Everything changed, bro. Like, everything changed, dog. Like, from sports to fucking this, the subject. Mm-hmm. Everything changed, bro. Like, softer. Everything's getting softer and pettier and like, I don't understand it, dog. Like,
yeah.
I mean, from it just getting, everything's getting soft, bro. Cause back in the day, it was people, if you got something, you was excited as hell, you was happy as hell. Yeah. You know you weren't getting shit. The house full of shit and house full of shit and go open up gifts and your tree is 10 feet tall and shit. Where we gonna put the tree at? 10 feet tall. So you know that. Right. You know that ain't happening around here. So you know what I mean? Like, kids is not grateful, bro. They don't know about the struggle, dog. The struggle we had as kids and our ancestors before us, bro. Like, it's hard, bro. And now these things, people just expect it now. They just know they're getting it. You know what I mean? And that's the difference, though. Like, they don't know the struggle, though. They don't know what my parents had to do to give me some fucking gifts. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean?
And what they really don't know, like, for real, what they really don't know is them Christmases where, like, because people, let me see. People think that shit ain't true. There has been Christmases where, in real life, I ain't get shit, dog. I didn't get anything. Like, people think, like, that's a myth. Like, that's made up shit. Like, there are Christmases where I didn't receive a thing. Like, so, and I think kids nowadays kind of take that, you know, for granted. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just begin, you ain't getting nothing. Like, it just happened. Like, shit didn't work out. Like, shit, you know, parents weren't working. Shit, something didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, but these days, it's like, Like you said, it's expected. And but where did that change, though? Was that just us too busy trying to make sure that our next generation didn't have it like us? I mean, by doing so, we kind of made them niggas soft, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much how it turned out. And I guess that's either a good or a bad thing, though, because you like. Like, it's some shit you just didn't want them to experience anyway, but then sometimes it's like, damn, like, they don't get no struggle. Like, how they gonna survive out here? Because it's real life for real.
Hell yeah. It's real life.
Right, it's real life for real. I'm pointing at
that. You gonna swim or you gonna drown, baby boy.
Yeah, it's real. I don't know. That's a tough dream right there. But, shit, we gonna wrap it up right there, man. Because we're about to get all off into another subject. But, see, I want to give a shout-out to everybody who checked us out today, everybody who got that good welcome back after we've been off about, I don't know, 3 weeks now? Shit, that's almost a month. A little rusty out here, you feel
me?
Yeah, but we're going to shake it off. And don't forget, man, make sure you check us back out tomorrow, www.eblockradio.com at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for me and Coco Day's show. He say, she say, it's going to be a good topic right there, man. We're talking about women being I was about to say passive, being submissive, right? So a woman being submissive to her man. We're going to leave it at that.
That shit extinct, too.
Yeah. You say what?
That shit extinct, too.
You said that's extinct.
You said like dinosaur.
You said like dinosaur. This shit used to exist, huh?
Used to exist.
Yeah, we gonna wrap on that, though. It's gonna be a good show, man. We're trying to figure out, do women really mind being submissive, or would they be more submissive if their man knew how to lead them? So that's what we're gonna talk about tomorrow. So make sure you check us out. 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is www.eblockradio.com. But on that note, man, we're gonna pop off and jump up out of here, dog. You know what I'm saying? It's Thursday night football. So I'm about to get my football joints on and check that out. Make sure you check us out next week as well at the same time. And also tomorrow on replay on Blackout Radio, that's going to be at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because we out here everywhere. You see what I'm, you know what I'm saying? On that note, man, look, we up out here, dog. Spend your money wisely. That's what I'm saying. Spend your money wisely, dog. It's your boy, the Hood Howard Starr, Q Lewis, representing from the mile to the mile high.
Okay, dog. My money, you know what it is.
You ain't gonna keep doing that to me, boy. Come on here, man. Peace, y'all. You know what it is.